Okay, so now we're back. Okay, so we're on season 5. Okay, this is episode 5 because it just came out and I'm watching it now. Love is Blind. Now, for those who have been watching it, I'm so surprised that I'm still trying to watch this show because it's always so disappointing, but evidently we love it because it's entertaining or whatever. Now, Lydia is that type of person that she's manipulative, okay? She smiles, but it's an evilness to her freaking smile. This chick here, and I blame Aaliyah because you're in the pots not to find friendships. You can develop friendships, that's fine. But you're in the pot really to find a mate, and you know that every other female that's in the pot in this experiment with you is dating the same dudes. So why are you positioning yourself to be in that position of vulnerability to the point where someone can take advantage of you? Because that's exactly what Lydia did to Aaliyah in this circumstance. So it's like, I just don't get it. But and then, you know, people are coming hard on Uche or whatever how his name is pronounced. And he does, I mean, he sounds like he should be right for someone like Lydia, but I think Lydia is so over the top for him that he couldn't bring her down. So he just ended the relationship with her, but made it seem as if the relationship was still cool. But I believe that she's so crazy and she's so out there that he could not control her to that point that she was matching his level of energy. So men who are controlling, like Uche, and who use his words to try to manipulate people and bring them down, kind of talk down to them and make them feel like they're lesser of people, kind of like how a narcissist would be, very controlling, very dominant in that sense. Like, I like dominant men, but I don't like dominant men where they need to feel like they need to manipulate you by their words and control your actions, and you can't just be together as a couple, but he has to be the controlling party for that. And I feel like that's who he is, but it's so he cannot overpower Lydia, so he had to end that relationship. Because I mean, she's an attractive person as far as looks. She's so upbeat and so energized and so happy and smiling and just so full of life. And I'm like, why would that be someone that you wouldn't or couldn't be with? And there it is, because she's matching that manipulative character trait that he has, and he could not deal with it. Oh man. So then we have Johnny, this chick here. I don't know. I never found her to be too much likable. I really thought that she was going to go for Chris, and it's really sad that she was choosing Izzy over Chris. And I didn't see that. So I'm not sure what the editing and everything was like on this particular show, but I did not find or think that Izzy would be her choice over Chris. That's just so strange to me, but I mean, there it is. But I don't understand it. So, and then the fact that she tells Chris that, oh, you're that, and then she was lying. She tells Chris that, you're that person, you're that safeness that I want, that I need, but I'm always going for guys like Izzy, and they're really not good for me. And then she tells Izzy the opposite. I'm always going for that safeness, that's, you know, that security there. And so I wanted to be, you know, choose someone that was different from that. And that's the reason why she's telling Izzy that she wanted Izzy. So it's like, so at this point, you're a liar. And then once Chris found that out, when that came out, you know, everything, the truth comes out. And once that came out in the group with the guys, with Chris, he already at that point knew what he wanted to do. And he was not shook, but he took it as, okay, so this, and of course, these people don't understand, these women nor men understand it. These people are going back into these areas and talking and discussing with one another. So anything that you're saying in the pot with them, it's more likely to come out at some point. So why go into those pods and lie? This is your opportunity to be so upfront and honest with yourself as well as the person behind that screen that you do not even see. But the fact that you can't even be honest and truthful and direct with the people that you don't even see, that you don't even really know, that's like a huge red flag as far as being in any type of relationship. Because hell, you can't even be honest with yourself. If you can't be honest with yourself, then there is no point of you even trying to seek out to be in a relationship. I'm so confused. And as far as the relationships on this one, I ain't going for nobody. It's nobody that, there's not one relationship that has made it that I'm even going for at this point. I am so happy that Chris decided to choose himself and not, you know, come into the pods and say, yes, I want to be with you, just so that way he can be on the show. I've been waiting for that, because if he would have chosen to go back with this chick after hearing the information from the dude, Izzy, in the room, and then hearing her lie and realizing that she's a liar, the manipulator, and now she just wants to continue on to this ride, that would have made me mad. So I'm very happy that did not happen. And we only have, what, is it only two couples? Wait, no, it's three couples. Okay, so it's only three couples that have made it, and none of them, oh my God, none of them are, none of these relationships, okay, none of these relationships seem like they're gonna last, man, none of them. It's crazy, I just can't believe it. And then people are literally, they're all on Twitter, X, whatever, talking about how Irina, they found someone who can compete with Irina. Irina is like outright crazy. You know she's crazy as soon as you start talking to her. This chick, Lydia, she's the type of chick that you, it's scary because you don't know. I mean, she's like smiling and laughing, and she's, and then you can see it though. You can feel that shit. I mean, you can just feel it. You can feel that she was jealous of this chick. You can feel it from day one that she was trying to talk Aaliyah out of being with Uche. When she found out that Aaliyah was in there talking to Uche, she immediately wanted to shut that shit down. And the fact that Aaliyah, you're a woman in a world of competition with other women always, and now hell, in competition with men to find a mate, a soulmate, someone that will be there for you. And you know, in the beginning, I can understand that you're telling somebody that you cheated on somebody, but do we need to know all of that in the beginning? You know, you find someone, you connect with them, and then you can be open. And I'm not saying, because of course they're moving directly to marriage, but I don't even know if that was, if you've changed who you are as a person and you know that you've changed, why admit to that? I just don't know if that would be something that I would care for my mate to admit to me that they cheated on someone because of this and that. It's a way that you can discuss and communicate things without being that direct and open. Like, mostly, like, just state that this relationship wasn't moving the way that I wanted to move, and I really needed to escape and get out of that relationship because the communication, and I wasn't getting this and that. Do you need to tell him or tell her that you cheated on that person? You know what I'm saying? Because generally you should just leave the situation. But did you want to continue being in a relationship? Because either one, you're not a good communicator, yet you're communicating all this shit right now. You're not a good communicator, so you didn't communicate your feelings to that person, and you let them blindly. Or two, you are a selfish SOB, and basically you want to still be in that relationship and do whatever you want to do, like have your cake and eat it too. So I don't know what her goal was to tell this man that she cheated on someone, because the other person wasn't giving her what she needed. Like, why is that something that you need to tell somebody? Like, seriously, I don't know. But so I'm just on episode 5, and they're coming out of the pods per the people who now have a relationship. So we'll see how this goes. I mean, I don't know. It just seems so. But that's how I felt on all of them. Some of them, I don't feel like a sense of realness with them. And some people, they can get into relationships and just be. Some people need to be told to be in a relationship, maybe. You know what I mean? Like, you have. What you call that when you're arranged marriages, where your family arranged and you just want to deal with it there. You don't even care in regards to going out there and dating and dealing with that. You just don't have the energy. You don't have the time, and you are all set for an arranged marriage. And that's just the way you want it to be. So you don't care. You know, you're not trying to find somebody like a soulmate. You feel like this is it. So a lot of people may gravitate towards that. So this type of show and or experiment may work for those type of people who don't want to go out there and do it themselves. And they want people to just put them in that position and then say, hey, this is now your life. And then you'd be like, okay, thank you. Like, you just went and bought a marriage. You know what I mean? So... We shall see. Oh my God. So if you're watching, hit me up, because this is going to be in my unpopular opinions podcast. Okay. So in regards to, because it's all about relationships and what's going on in society and lifestyle, et cetera, et cetera. So until the next time, this is Donetta, aka D.E. Williams.